All right, it is halftime here at Crown Point High School. I'm Dave Woodworth along with Mark Smith. Thank you for joining us at halftime. It is Valparaiso leading, not surprisingly, but perhaps a surprise. It's only a two-point lead here at halftime, 23-21 over Crown Point. And leading the scoring for the Vikings tonight, Rob Hummel and Scott Martin each with 9 points. Kevin Miney with a field goal for two. And Marcus Biggs, one of two at the free throw line for a total of 1 point. Joe Basnonis with a field goal for two. And that's it for Valparaiso for Crown Point. Stephen Albrecht with 2 3-point field goals, one regular field goal for a total of 10 points on 2-for-2 free throw shooting. And also for Crown Point, Kyle Hanaway with 5 points, a 3-pointer, and 2-for-2 at the free throw line. And Alex Alabania, 2 2-point field goals. Zach Sessis, 1 2-point field goal. And there you have it. Crown Point outscoring Valparaiso 15-10 in that second quarter. Valpo outscoring Crown Point 13-6 in the first quarter. So right now at halftime, it's 23-21. And Mark, a little bit of a surprise by the way the first half has played its way out.
I think it has been a little bit of a surprise. I think Valparaiso has been a little bit casual as far as shot selection is concerned. I don't know if they shoot this many three-point attempts as a matter of course. And they've allowed Crown Point to get a little bit into the game. When it was 8-2,
yeah,
came that might have gotten away from Crown Point. I was not surprised that Crown Point made a little bit of a run, but again, I was surprised that Valpo took so many distant shots, and I think that contributed to Crown Point being as close as they are, and probably is a source of discussion right now in the locker room down there with Coach Bob Hunter. I'm sure he's having kind of a one-way discussion about what shots you should take when you're playing a league game on the road.
Yeah, that can be a little bit of an interesting conversation. I'm sure that we would love to be able to eavesdrop on. I'd love to be a fly on the wall in that locker room.
Maybe not broadcast.
Probably not. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a timeout here at halftime. This is our halftime feature. It's time for Jerry Baker and Indiana Sports' Greatest Moments.
This is Jerry Baker with another Indiana Sports Greatest Moment, brought to you in part by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the new Indiana Sports website, HoosierAuthority.com. Today, seniors on an Indiana High School basketball championship team will scatter to colleges all over the country. But back in 1945, something very different happened. They all went to Purdue. You might say that the Evansville-Bossy Bulldogs ruled the Boilermakers. More after this.
Morris Incorporated in Greenfield is Indiana's full-service screen printing and embroidery shop and is the official provider of IHSAA officials and state championship apparel. They are your one-stop solution for manufactured and decorated t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, athletic apparel, team uniforms, jackets, and much more. They have been the choice of champions, serving schools, churches, businesses, clubs, and organizations for over 30 years. Morris has built their foundation of success with a commitment to quality, creative designs, craftsmanship, and fast and friendly service to all their customers. Let the experienced staff of professionals at Morris Incorporated provide you with the solutions of all your apparel needs today. For a free price quote or to place an order, call one of their customer service representatives today at 800-783-5887. You can also visit them on the web at morrisinc.net. Morris Incorporated in Greenfield, the choice of champions.
Imagine a Purdue basketball squad starting 5 players of the same high school. Not only that, another graduate from the same school was waiting in the wings. It happened right after World War II. The high school was Evansville-Bossy. In 1944, the Bulldogs kicked Kokomo to win the state title, and the next year they defended the state crown of the finals with a win over Riley. Purdue coach Ward Piggy Lambert salivated as he watched this talented group of kids rack up 2 in a row, and he decided to travel down to the Ohio River and recruit the whole bunch of them. He succeeded, too, except for Brock Jarrell, who was drafted by Uncle Sam to wear the drab brown of a private uniform instead of the black and gold of Purdue. No matter. While he was there, Piggy Lambert signed up Gene Whitehead, the 6th man of the Bulldogs championship team. According to Roger Dickinson, who told the story in Indiana Basketball History magazine, on December 29, 1945, Coach Lambert fielded an all-Bossy lineup when Purdue played the Great Lakes Naval Station as part of the Boilermakers' regular game schedule. The 4 freshmen, Norris Cadell, Norm McCool, Bud Ritter, and Jack Matthews, were joined by Charlie Haig, a Purdue senior who was a 1941 Bossy alumnus. Dickinson says this may be the only time in history that all the starters on a Division I college basketball team were graduates from the same high school. It was a great day in Indiana sports when that young team fought feverishly against the older, more experienced players on the Great Lakes squad. Even though the Bulldogs, or rather the Boilermakers, lost by a score of 51-50, they represented Evansville Bossy with honor. This unusual team couldn't stay together forever. Some members later transferred to other schools, and another one was drafted. But they all went on to distinguished careers where they probably didn't even mention that they were part of Indiana basketball history. Join me next time for another Indiana Sports Greatest Moments, a production of HoosierAuthority.com, the new Indiana sports website you can visit today at HoosierAuthority.com. Copyright 2005. I'm Jerry Baker. Be a good sport.
And it is halftime here at Crown Point High School. And at halftime, Valparaiso boys basketball holding a 23-21 lead over the Crown Point Bulldogs. And we will be ready to go with the third quarter play here in just a little bit. In the meantime, let's go ahead and thank some of our sponsors for helping to make these broadcasts possible here on 89.1 FM, WWLL, Lowell.
Indiana residents have been selecting Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health care coverage. In the region, they continue to be your local source for Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield individual, family, and senior health plans. Their phone number is 888-736-0811. Again, that's 888-736-0811 for more information on individual plans available from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. In Indiana, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield is a trade name of Anthem Insurance Companies Incorporated, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Before the game, Broncos is the place to be. After the game, Broncos is where friends meet. Broncos of Crown Point serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner with a family dining atmosphere and banquet facility. Broncos is committed to high quality and good value. This is a place to enjoy great food at reasonable prices. That's Broncos at the Jewel Osco Marketplace Center at 1244 North Main Street. Their phone number is 219-662-0145. Again, that's 219-662-0145.
And Broncos is open for pizza and more after the game.
List CarStar Collision Center offers free estimates and guaranteed service on automobile body damage repairs. The CarStar team offers a 24/7 accident assistance team at 1-800-CARSTAR. List CarStar Collision Center is located at 1020 East Summit Street in Crown Point and has been a longtime member of the Crown Point business community. Their phone number is 219-663-0989. List CarStar Collision Center is a proud sponsor of Crown Point High School basketball.